Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So X's and O's continues. We've got Princess Storm in here again. Hi, Princess Storm. How are you?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How's it going?
Everything's going good. I'm like just an awe right now. Yeah. At least she's rested.
She's passed out. She's got a Frozen Anna Elsa Olaf sticker on her chest and her little sling, which she refers to as her arm purse.
I like that. Yeah. Life is good.
She's like, I have my own purse for my arm. And we're like, yes, you do. And you will enjoy that. So we're grateful to have Princess Storm back in. She's played with us before. But we also have Sarah LeMaster in the studio with us, one of our account executives here at Odyssey. And I mean, when did you first start your first go at it selling 97.1 advertising?
Oh my gosh, I guess it was 2007, 2008-ish.
Yeah, you've known the product for a long time and has been one of my friends here at the station for so long. So I'm excited this is your first time in.
Yay!
And you also pay a little bit of attention, so you might know more than we do this week. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Ryan, you want to take it from here?
I do. I am probably more well-rested than you are this week because of all the texts last night. I do want to say that I was very glad to see the text this morning that said, nope, everything back to normal.
Yeah, Ryan was going to host the show.
Because I was going to host the show. But I also want to go on record as saying that I didn't see any of the texts from about 11 through that one. So when I saw everything was back to normal, I didn't know anything that had happened because I was asleep the whole time.
I don't think the initial text that I sent last night included you because I didn't know what they were going to do. I was just saying, I don't think I can come in.
Yeah.
So.
But by the time I caught up, everything was back to the way it was going to be anyway. So. It's great news. All right, so this is X's and O's. For those of you listening who have never heard before, we have a tic-tac-toe board numbered 1 through 9 up behind our contestants, Princess Storm and Sarah. And we are going to let them try to get tic-tac-toes. Now, the difference in this game is that, one, we don't stop with a tic-tac-toe. We keep playing until the board is filled out. We do all the questions. And the other is that you don't have to know everything because you have experts in the room. And the experts are a little bit different this time because it's not just Brad and Annie, it's also Jared. And so you can ask, once you ask which, or claim a square, you also claim an expert. And they will answer the question for you. Simply have to agree or disagree. So here we go. And since Sarah's never played before, she gets squatter's rights. And I don't think that's how that works.
She's our newcomer.
She is our newcomer.
Hey, that's a thing.
Newcomer's a political word, too, now.
Yeah.
So we are going to let her go first. So which square do you want to start with?
I'll start with square 5.
All right, that's the center square.
Square number 5. And who is going to be your expert for this question, Sarah?
Of course, Jared Fry.
Jared
Fry.
Woo,
and
on.
You guys have both found our first audio whoopee.
Whoopee.
All right, appearing on Fox News this week, Rob Schneider was open about which candidate he's supporting this year.
Unfortunately, we get two major parties in America. That's one more than China.
Yeah.
And I think people are tired of the same, you know, getting offered the same thing. We got it for you again, America.
All right. Which candidate was Rob Schneider on Fox News endorsing?
Well, there are two running. I'm going to go with Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Sarah, agree or disagree?
Agree.
Both of you are incorrect. It was RFK Jr.
What are you doing this week? Come on.
So, Princess Storm,
a lot of time in front of the TV.
You get the center square. Yeah, he was lambasting both parties in that clip because he's saying, ah, we need a third choice. So he's going with RFK. He was announcing that on Fox. All right. Princess Storm, you're off to a good start.
I am. So I'm going to keep the ball rolling. Jared again.
Okay. All right. Jared's got to put those headphones back on.
She's going to take care of business right now.
Yeah.
We're going for number one.
Playing with
number
fire.
Number one.
Top left.
All right. I love it when this happens. You just happen to hit both audio whoopies.
Whoopee.
Right out of the gate. All right. Wednesday, President Biden met with the Prime Minister of Japan, and reporters shouted questions at him after the press conference about abortion. Biden responded this way.
Elect me. I'm in the 20th century, 21st century, not back then.
That is a real clip, of course. Which one of these years is not in the 20th century, Jared? And you get multiple choice. A, 1900. B, 1971. C, 2000.
1971. Wait, Which one is not?
In the 20th century.
Oh, say those choices again.
1900, 1971, or 2000?
I'm going to go with 2000.
Okay. You agree or disagree, Princess Storm?
I agree.
You agree. Both of you are incorrect. Yeah, it's either way, right? You don't know whether it's 1900 or 2000. Actually, 2000 is the one that's in the 20th century. 1900 is not. So that actually evens the game up very well, though, because Sarah takes...
This is the one that mid-show here, we're going to hear from a bunch of people that Ryan was wrong.
Yeah,
I don't
please,
know the
let
answer
know.
To that either.
Let me know.
I guess there's no year zero.
No.
So technically, he's right.
No.
No, I think that if... You don't start with year zero. Do you start with year one? I feel like we had this whole conversation in the year 2000.
Yeah, so the way I only know this because my college professor said, just think of it the way you count to 10. So you count
zero, one.
No, you don't say zero when you count.
That's how she counts to 10, and that counts. That matters.
She just wants to be right. She's got a lot vested in this. All right, back to Sarah.
Molly, do you want to say hi to the people?
Oh, she's awake?
Okay.
She said...
She said no.
Maybe later.
I choose Ryan.
Oh no! I can be chosen, but I'm going to know the answer because I wrote the question.
She's Brad. Strategy.
Yeah, Brad. Very good strategy.
I'm choosing Brad.
Okay, Brad. Okay. And which square do you want to go with, Sarah?
Let's go number six.
Number six and Brad. All right, you guys are using up my sound. Here you go. All right, this is a real clip from the week run through artificial intelligence software. So it's a real person speaking, but it won't sound like that person. Tell me, who said this?
So, Kaitlyn Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the ghosts of our games, and we appreciate you.
Oh, man.
Who gave that shout out to Kaitlyn Clark this week? These are tough.
Yeah.
Because there's not a whole lot of clues in the audio.
The thing that makes me mad is I know I heard this. But I do think it's LeBron James.
LeBron James. Okay, Sarah?
Disagree.
Disagree. Here's who said that this week.
So, Kaitlyn Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the GOATs of our games. That we appreciate you.
That's Dawn Staley. Yeah, it was after the championship. So, there you go. All right, Sarah is taking the O there for number six. Back to Princess Storm.
Mine. Number two.
You want to say hi? No? Okay. She covered her face.
With Annie.
Number two and Annie.
Okay.
Annie, here we go. There's no sound, so you're okay.
Okay.
Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA are among those lobbying to get this state to change its electoral vote system to winner-take-all instead of having one vote that could go the opposite party, despite that state voting predominantly Republican. There are only two states in the U.S. that do this. Name either state that does not have a winner-take-all electoral vote.
Maine and Nebraska, but Nebraska's the one they're trying to get the legislature to change.
Right. She sounds so confident.
She sounds confident, but I mean, we'll see.
I agree. I'm going in.
It's a good call.
You're going to go with it? Yeah, that's right.
Jared, the teacher for the Constitution right now, would like everyone to know that he does know the answer to that question.
Yes. Yes. All right. Good job. Sarah, it is back to you.
All right. I'm going to choose Jared again.
Jared.
Last right. chance.
Yep.
And what number?
And we'll
what
do number
square?
Nine.
Number nine. All right. Jared. This is a weird one.
Great. Does he need to hear it?
All right.
No, he does not need to hear it. There's no sound on this one.
He said he's never coming back.
We have kind of thrown some curveballs for your questions. Here you go. Tim Malone and his partner had a wedding that drew lots of current and former stars and news anchors, including Matt Lauer, Alec and Hilaria Baldwin, and Joy Behar all came to this wedding. Tim Malone was the less famous of the wedding duo. Most of the stars that were there were there not because they knew him, but because of the CNN alum he was there to exchange wedding vows with. Who was it?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
CNN. Okay, well.
Get up to the microphone.
That narrows it down a little bit.
A little bit. A little bit.
Alum.
Yep.
Alum is another possible clue there.
Oh, I bet it's the guy that was just on with Elon Musk. Don Lemon?
Don Lemon.
Hi.
Pulled
I
that
agree.
Out, and Sarah's ready to jump on. Yes, that's yeah. correct. That's Woo-hoo. Correct. Yeah, good job working through that through. So
Molly, do you want to say hi?
Huh? You want to say hi?
Do you want to hit the microphone?
Yeah, let's listen to your cast.
All right, Sarah's got it. Princess Storm, back Ooh. To you.
Decisions.
Yeah. We got two possible tic-tac-toes taking place simultaneously.
Number eight.
She's just going for it. Okay.
She's going for the tic-tac-toe.
All right.
Wiggins.
I do know the answer,
oh,
but.
Sorry, I forgot.
She got me or Annie left.
Come on, Annie.
All right.
All right. Annie, I'm going to have a music bed to this question. Here you go. This song, which just so happens to be on one of our favorite rides as a team here, Guardians of the Galaxy, was tweeted out by Kurt Smith, who wrote the song. He claimed it's such a good solo guitar version of the song this week that he was going to lose his job. What's the name of the song and the band that wrote it?
I disagree.
Everybody wants to rule the world. Tears okay. for Fears.
Ooh, okay.
Say it again.
Everybody wants to rule the world. Tears for Fears.
I have no idea. I work for a hip-hop station.
I would try to make it hip-hop, but I don't think I can do that.
The song's pretty pervasive, though, so, you know, take a wild guess.
You know this song.
I absolutely do not.
No, it doesn't sound like this. Wants to rule
I don't
the
know
world.
It. I'm just going to agree.
Well, good choice. That is correct.
I can't believe I remembered or came up with Tears for Fears.
I thought that would be kind of tough to happen on the spot.
We got a tic-tac-toe.
So there we go.
A winner.
There is the first tic-tac-toe.
Still room for others.
Of the game.
Yes.
But Sarah is threatening right next door here. So where do you want to go, Sarah?
We're going to go three.
Number three. And who's answering?
Brad.
Okay.
Brad, you have stumbled into AI. And the sound is back.
Hi.
There we go. All right, this is a real clip, of course, run through AI software.
Molly, you want to say hi? No.
Let me know who said this.
Yeah, they do very well. They're closed on Sunday. That's the Lord's chicken.
Yeah, they do very well. It's closed on Sunday. Man, that feels like something Trump would say.
Agree.
Is that your answer?
That's my answer, yeah. I'm going to say Donald Trump.
And Sarah is going to agree. Here is who said it.
Yeah, they do very well. They're closed on Sunday.
The Lord's Chicken.
That's the Lord's Chicken.
There you go. All right. Sarah has tied the game. There are back-to-back
ding,
tic-tac-toes.
Ding, 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 ding.
I didn't play that, so I don't know where that came from. But
got
I
it
like
right.
it.
She got it right.
All right, Princess Storm. It
Molly?
Is back to you.
Molly, do you want to say hi?
No. Okay. Number four.
Number four.
Who's left?
One of
Either
each.
Either one of us.
Come on, Brett. Let's
All right, let's do it.
Let's Brett. Get it.
Brett.
Yes.
The eclipse on Monday had everyone asking, when can I do this super fun sky gazing again? The Annie Fry Show is already planning on broadcasting the next one live as well. But we're going to have to wait a few years. Mm-hmm. Give me any of the next three times an eclipse will be viewable Ooh. From the United
you
States.
You showed that map like 15 times.
Any of the next three.
In the United States?
In the United States.
Oh, okay. I just need the year?
Just the year.
2044.
Sure. He's right.
Princess Storm agrees and is correct. That is one of them. 2033 is the next one, but it's just over Alaska.
Okay.
2044 is mostly over Montana. The next time you're going to get a broad sweeping one over the whole United States, 2045. So that's not that far away, 21 years. So we can wait for that. And we are planning a live for that one, so you'll want to tune in to our YouTube live broadcast in 2045.
Hopefully we'll have 7,000 subscribers by then.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. Like 240 away or
That's
something.
That's right. Sarah, it all comes down to the last square. Now, I got to tell you, I know that nobody planned it this way, but this is the way we love ending the game, when it all comes down to the last question.
So we have Sarah's got a tic-tac-toe, Princess Storm has a tic-tac-toe, and the squares are 4-4.
That's correct. So Uh-oh. Whoever wins this one wins the game.
Ooh.
And Princess Storm, as you know, a lot rides on this.
I know.
Like throughout Odyssey, not just St. Louis, but Odyssey National.
Yeah, okay.
You know, emails go out.
Reply alls happen.
Yeah. Contracts get signed.
It was oh one God. Time.
Okay. Last question is number 7. And who's the expert that's left? Is it Annie?
It's Annie.
Yep. Choosing Annie.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Since leaving the White House, this former government official has done many things, including unsuccessfully run for president himself.
That narrows it down.
His latest role will be as a teacher at Grove City College in Pennsylvania, a Christian university. Who is it?
Mike Pence.
Sarah.
Look at her face.
I have to agree.
You have to agree. For the game. And national accolades. That is correct.
Yeah.
Woo! That is correct.
Man, I'm glad because I read the headline, but I did not read the story.
Yeah, that just broke today. So there you go. Sarah, great job on your debut.
Yeah.
You, played it very strategically and ended up coming away with the win. Princess Storm, also very well played.
Yeah.
I think you would just happen to go second, so... That's the way that happens.
Yeah, both of you did a great job. Thanks for being with us today.
Of course.
Always
Thank
good
you.
To see you. Check out Princess Storm on Hot 104.1. And if you want to advertise with the Annie Fry Show, boy, I'd love to talk to you about that. Sarah can help you out with that as well. So reach out to me and I'll put you in contact with Sarah.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.